we invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Living in the Light of His Return. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. For I am sure of this very thing, that the one who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. I have just read from the New English Translation. Mrs. Hunt's husband passed away, and everyone in her neighborhood pitied her deeply. She and her husband had been about the same age, both retired and now in the twilight of their lives. Many expected her to fall into despair, but what surprised them was how calm and peaceful she remained. Mrs. Mason, the nosiest among the neighbors, eventually asked Mrs. Hunt why she seemed so unshaken. Mrs. Hunt simply replied, "Daryl is not gone forever. I will see him again." The way she spoke made it sound as if Daryl had merely gone on a trip and would soon return. Mrs. Mason wasn't sure whether to be concerned about Mrs. Hunt's mental state, but over time it became clear that her mind was as sound as ever. As it should be, every generation of believers has lived with the expectation that the Lord could return in their lifetime. And indeed, for each believer, he does. You see, when a believer dies, Scripture describes it as falling asleep. See 1 Thessalonians 4:14. Because that's exactly what it is. If you fell asleep and woke up several hours later, the last thing you would remember would be the events just before you slept. Similarly, when a believer dies, they step out of time and into eternity. Regardless of how long they have slept, the next conscious moment in time they experience will be waking to see the Lord at His return. In this sense, believers never truly die. They simply fall asleep and wake up on the resurrection morning, whether after 2 months or 2,000 years. Anyone who believes in Christ Jesus will never truly die, but will rise again in glory. Go into today remembering that the expectation of the Lord's return is a mark of true Christian hope. Any believer who does not live with this expectation is at risk of being swallowed up by the distractions of this world. Prayer. Heavenly Father, please help me to live in the light of the hope of your return. Deliver me from the distractions of this world and help me live a life that I will not be ashamed of when I stand before you to give account. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Job, chapters 19 to 20. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Job chapters 19 to 20.
Then Job replied,
"How long will you torment me and crush me with words? 10 times now you have reproached me. Shamelessly you attacked me. If it is true that I have gone astray, my error remains my concern alone. If indeed you would exalt yourselves above me and use my humiliation against me, then know that God has wronged me and drawn his net around me. Though I cry violence, I get no response. Though I call for help, there is no justice. He has blocked my way so I cannot pass. He has shrouded my paths in darkness. He has stripped me of my honor and removed the crown from my head. He tears me down on every side till I am gone. He uproots my hope like a tree. His anger burns against me. He counts me among his enemies. His troops advance in force. They build a siege ramp against me and encamp around my tent. He has alienated my family from me. My acquaintances are completely estranged from me. My relatives have gone away. My friends have forgotten me. My guests and my female servants count me as a foreigner. They look on me as a stranger. I summon my servant, but he does not answer, though I beg him with my own mouth. My breath is offensive to my wife. I am loathsome to my own family. Even the little boys scorn me. When I appear, they ridicule me. All my intimate friends detest me. Those I love have turned against me. I am nothing but skin and bones. I have escaped only by the skin of my teeth. Have pity on me, my friends. Have pity, for the hand of God has struck me. Why do you pursue me as God does? Will you never get enough of my flesh? Oh, that my words were recorded, that they were written on a scroll, that they were inscribed with an iron tool on lead or engraved in the rock forever. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand on the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes. I, and not another. Oh, my heart yearns within me. If you say, how we will hound him, since the root of the trouble lies in him, you should fear the sword yourselves. For wrath will bring punishment by the sword, and then you will know that there is judgment.
Then Zophar the Naumathite replied,
my troubled thoughts prompt me to answer, because I am greatly disturbed. I hear a rebuke that dishonors me, and my understanding inspires me to reply. Surely you know how it has been from of old, ever since people were placed on the earth, that the mirth of the wicked is brief, the joy of the godless lasts but a moment. Though his pride reaches to the heavens and his head touches the clouds, he will perish forever like his own dung. Those who have seen him will say, where is he? Like a dream he flies away, no more to be found, banished like a vision of the night. The eye that saw him will not see him again. His place will look on him no more. His children must make amends to the poor. His own hands must give back his wealth. The youthful vigor that fills his bones will lie with him in the dust. Though evil is sweet in his mouth, and he hides it under his tongue, though he cannot bear to let it go and lets it linger in his mouth, yet his food will turn sour in his stomach. It will become the venom of serpents within him. He will spit out the riches he swallowed. God will make his stomach vomit them up. He will suck the poison of serpents. The fangs of an adder will kill him. He will not enjoy the streams, the rivers flowing with honey and cream. What he toiled for, he must give back uneaten. He will not enjoy the profit from his trading, for he has oppressed the poor and left them destitute. He has seized houses he did not build. Surely he will have no respite from his craving. He cannot save himself by his treasure. Nothing is left for him to devour. His prosperity will not endure. In the midst of his plenty, distress will overtake him. The full force of misery will come upon him. When he has filled his belly, God will vent his burning anger against him and rain down his blows on him. Though he flees from an iron weapon, a bronze-tipped arrow pierces him. He pulls it out of his back, the gleaming point out of his liver. Terrors will come over him. Total darkness lies in wait for his treasures. A fire unfanned will consume him and devour what is left in his tent. The heavens will expose his guilt. The earth will rise up against him. A flood will carry off his house, rushing waters on the day of God's wrath. Such is the fate God allots the wicked, the heritage appointed for them by God.
You have just listened to StreamGlobe Devotional. StreamGlobe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.